Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 137 in 2019. Now, I talk a lot in this episode, so if you want to hear me rant and talk, this is the episode for you. If you don't, then switch it off right now.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 137. I am your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. I hope everyone out there had an amazing holiday. I know I did. It was really, really fantastic. I felt the holiday spirit, you know, this year just a lot. It was just really nice to be around friends and family and, just go out and have fun and, you know, talk and just be social. it was just nice to hang out with a bunch of people. And I hope you guys all had a good new year. Now I like to do these types of episodes where I'm just talking. It's kind of just you and me, right? Just shooting, you know, I'm not going to say the S word on here, but just shooting the talk. So, that's what this episode is going to be. And usually I do this at the end of the year, the beginning of the year. And, we're in 2019 now, and I'm going to talk about kind of what we've done in the past year and where we're going, what my real, my biggest priorities and goals are for Jazz Piano School. And if you're a new member, this is going to be great for you. If you're thinking about Jazz Piano School, this is going to be great for you. And if you've been a longtime member of Jazz Piano School, this is going to be great for you as well. This episode is going to be very, very informative for everybody, right? So, hopefully you've tuned in, you are listening now, and you're going to get a lot of great information out of this. Not on jazz piano specifically, but just about my vision for Jazz Piano School, because trust me when I say this, I have plans, okay? I got big plans. I've always been a dreamer, right? I've always just dreamt big. I've never been the one to be like, oh, I can't do this, right? For some reason, I always just believe I can do anything I want, and this is a double-edged sword in a lot of different ways, you know? But it's definitely helpful when running a business, because I just don't stop. I'm just never going to stop. I'm never going to give up. And, you know, we all have ups and downs, and I have down days, and it's hard to work and, you know, continue to progress forward, but I just do it, you know? And some people, you know, different personalities kind of shut down. That's not me. I kind of work. My natural instinct is to work through, you know, whatever, unmotivation I'm feeling. Like if I'm not feeling motivated, I'm just like, all right, well, if I work, hopefully I will get motivated. And if I don't, I just keep going. I just keep doing it anyway. Right. So again, extremely double-edged sword. This episode is going to be a lot of me, just blathering consistently, getting to know Brendan Lowe and what Jazz Piano School is about. So just bear with me here. You can put this on in the car, in the gym, wherever you want. Right. So I do have some salmon cooking. I'm usually cooking during these talking episodes for some reason. Even during the lesson videos, I'm cooking some salmon and rice right now. So that will be done when I get done with this. But anyway, so yeah, 2018 was a great year. We had a lot of new things. We did have, talking about Jazz Piano School, I guess let me start from the beginning. For those of you who don't know my story, my main goal, I wanted to create Jazz Piano School not just to create jazz piano courses. Now, there's lots of websites out there that create jazz piano courses, okay? I want to be very, very clear about this, because that was not my intention. My intention was to build a website that gave you courses, obviously jazz piano courses, but there's a different spin. I want to put a different spin on it. I want it to Jazz Piano School to be a tool. I want it to be like an interactive, interactive is a good word, but more of an experience, right? Like an immersion into jazz piano. Now, because of technology and things like that, obviously I have to start somewhere. Now, I'm not a developer and I can't, you know, just code in all the features that I want. And it's very, very difficult, right? But we started as a WordPress site. I just kind of put together a WordPress site. And besides all the technology, immersion, and experience that I wanted students to have going through Jazz Piano School, the biggest reason I created it, again, was because I wanted to give structure, organization, and direction to all students with a curriculum. Right? And that's, again, what sets Jazz Piano School apart from a lot of websites is the curriculum. And again, I've said this on a lot of different episodes, but you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record to a lot of you guys. We have a 600 video main course curriculum. Now, you can take other courses on different websites and things like that if you're just trying to learn improv, comping, and things like that. But what I've found is that I've gone through the whole education process, right? When I was, during my career, I spent years, 15 plus years, again, if you know my story, I spent thousands of dollars picking and choosing my own courses. Now, I want to make this very clear. We are not, like me, you, and everyone else, we don't know what's best for us, right? Like, I don't know what I need, you know, if I'm beginning a new skill, like if I'm learning to ride a bike or learning how to fish. Like, I don't know what I need to work on to get better. Now, are there lots of different things I can work on? Of course there are. Like, I can, if I'm fishing, or for example, I can work on my, God, fishing is a terrible example. I don't know what I'm using, fishing. Let me see. Let's say learning how to draw. If I'm learning how to draw or paint, right? I can learn how to use the colors, right? I can learn brush stroke. I can learn textures. I can learn layering. I can learn, you know, different types of paintings like still or landscape. You know, there's so many areas that I can learn. Now, as I'm learning, maybe I have interest in things. Like, maybe I want to learn how to use the colors, but that may not be the best thing for me at that moment, right? Learning how to use colors and blend colors. I may need to do something else before that. Excuse me, guys. My voice is leaving for getting a little froggy right now. That may not be the best thing for me at the moment, but in that moment, my interest, my curiosity, my ambition is like, oh, I want to use colors. It's the same thing for jazz piano. Now, learning how to use colors, you know, may set me back. It may leave holes, right? Because I'm skipping around and jumping around to different things based on what I want to learn. Now, of course, it's always, always fun to do what you want to do, right? In anything in life. Anytime you do what you want to do, you're going to have fun, right? Because it's what you want to do. But if you are patient and disciplined, you know, and you listen to your teacher, you listen to your instructor, and they have a plan for you, they have a direction, they have steps, right? Everyone wants, like, you know, in martial arts, like everyone wants to learn the cool techniques, you know, for example. But that's not what you do when you first start out. Like, what are you doing when you first start out? You're learning foundation, you're learning techniques, and they have a plan, a direction that you follow, a roadmap to get you to where you want to go. Otherwise, you'd be learning these, you know, amazing, huge techniques, but, you know, you have no basis for that. You have no premise, you have no underlying foundation, and you crumble, right? You can't do anything. It's the same thing for jazz piano. When you're learning jazz piano, you can go to so many different sites. They have libraries, right? And you can choose cocktail piano. You can learn how to improv. You can learn how to play so many different tunes, right? Night and day, you can learn how to play, you know, all the things you are, and you can see the arrangement and stuff like that. But you're not truly working on an ultimate end goal. You're not truly working on a direction for yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like you're just going after the candy, okay? The stuff, that the low-hanging fruit that's right in front of you. But if you can just step back for a second, be patient, and understand that if you follow a curriculum, which I built, right? This is the exact reason I built this for people. If you follow a curriculum, you go through learning jazz piano tools, which is all what Jazz Piano School is about, theory sequences, which bring you through in a systematic order, then ultimately you'll reach your end goal and you won't need any of those videos anymore on how to play all the things you are. You'll be able to play tunes the way you want without reading transcriptions, without kind of learning voicings. You'll be able to voice the tunes however you want because you've already learned the jazz piano tools. Now, this was my ultimate goal when building Jazz Piano School. I wanted to build that curriculum for everyone because I never got that. And what I realized was that the way that I was moving around, all of my teachers were showing me voicings, were showing me arrangements. It's still the same thing happening in jazz piano. And it will always happen this way because, you know, there's not many full curriculums out there. Like, that's why I built this. And my goal for jazz piano school is to have this main curriculum be one of the, main building blocks for students everywhere. Now, not just students, teachers as well. Now, am I saying my education is the best? No, of course not. Okay. There's no way, I'm a very humble person. I'm no way by any means the best teacher, best player, best anything. But I do have a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of experience teaching. I have a lot of experience with jazz piano, with playing concerts, things like that. I do have my college degree, and I've built this main course curriculum as like a building block, right? Now, if you want the Peter Martin or David Hazeltine or all these other amazing pianists, if you want their finishing touches, that is a different thing, right? We're talking about completely different things now, right? But for the main population of people wanting to learn jazz piano, the stuff that these amazing pros could show you, right? Herbie, stuff like that. They're so far ahead of everybody that there's no reason for you to try and learn like what they're teaching. You know what I mean? Now, if you're at a spot in your playing where you can actually take their nuggets and utilize them into your playing, then power to you. But that's at a very, very advanced level, right? And so to get to that level, what do you need? You need a curriculum, right? And that's what I want Jazz Piano School to serve as. I want our main course curriculum to serve as that main curriculum that students around the world, institutions, schools can use to start beginners off, intermediate players, even advanced players that kind of have holes that really want to refine their playing and kind of get to that really, polished atmosphere, I guess, or not atmosphere, but polished presence, at the piano. That's what the main course curriculum can be. Now, once you've kind of done that and you are at a place where you sound great, you can sit down, you can arrange, you can open up to any tune, you can arrange it however you want, you can voice it however you want without struggling, without guessing, right? And it comes out and you have a fully refined, polished tune with improv and stuff like that. Then at that point, you can start to branch off and explore and take these little bite-sized pieces of information and add them into your playing because you've gone through that main course curriculum. You've gone through that foundation. You have, all the steps underneath your belt to do amazing things. Now it's about taking little bits and pieces here and there. Wynton Kelly, Herbie, Chick, like taking some of their ideas and starting to put them into yours, integrate them into your playing, your style, so that you have your own word, you have your own voice through the music. But you can only develop your own voice and with a foundation, right? And that's what the main course curriculum is. So again, it's a 600 video beginner, intermediate, advanced level curriculum, which schools are using. And my goal is for teachers and schools in 2019 for us to really ramp up the marketing and presence of this. And I'm going to tell you about something in a second, but for teachers, because we've had so many teachers like using this now, when you have a beginner student, if you're a teacher, right, you have hundreds of books, there's Learn How to Play Piano, there's jazz chords, there's jazz comping, there's jazz improv, you can't tell a student to go and buy these 10 books, you need the jazz theory book, and it's like, you need the jazz, all these different, the piano book. I can't remember the names off the top of my head. It's been so long. But obviously the Mark Levine books are amazing, absolutely amazing resources. But the thing is, and this is what I struggled with and I found to be very, very, very difficult to even use these books to kind of like have my teacher work through them with me a little bit because nothing connected between the books. They were all written by different people. They're all talking about different subjects. The stuff that I learned in one book, I wasn't ready for in another book. The stuff I learned in another book, I was completely past that stuff in a different book, So everything was all dissegmented, disjointed. It had no fluidity, right? No direction, no plan, no structure, no organization. Now, because of this, I truly believe so many people struggle. You out there are struggling right now, probably because of this reason. everything when you're learning jazz is all just a smorgasbord of information. You're left to kind of try and put the pieces together. Now, again, that's why I built the main course curriculum, so that we have one fluid direction of the foundational pieces of jazz to move through, right? But for the super, super top echelon movements and sounds and improv structures, you know, that's why you would go buy Jeff Keezer's, Advanced Harmony voicing course on Peter Martin's site on Open Studio, right? And I don't view their site as competitors. I've actually been thinking about having Peter, asking him to do something on our site, because, again, like I said, I truly want Jazz Piano School to be more of a collection of amazing, amazing minds and the brilliant educators out there to bring all into Jazz Piano School. It's not just about building courses, right? So again, that's kind of like a main vision of mine. But like I said, once you have that foundational building block of moving through all the pieces, then you can go and, you know, start to integrate these high, high advanced methods into your playing. But if you're doing that from the beginning, or you're kind of still struggling, and then you start to implement these other methods, it doesn't get you anywhere, right? And I've tried over countless times. Like, don't do what I did, right? I'm literally giving you the plan. Like, I'm trying to save everybody like years and years of frustration with Jazz Piano School. That's my ultimate goal, is to help people as much as possible. Now, whether you think I'm kind of BSing you, or you just don't believe me, that's completely up to you. But please, like, I'm begging you, like, if you just do what I say, you know, like, you'll see amazing results in like no time, so much quicker than you ever would kind of hopping and jumping around trying to do what you want to do, right? If this is the same thing with anything, anytime you've taken instruction or teaching, or, you know, think about those times in your life when you've gotten instruction. If you just do what the teacher is telling you, like, you're going to be good. You're going to get amazing. Now, that's not always the case, right? Because, I tried to do that, but my formula, my system is different. That's why I created Jazz Piano School. I was doing pretty much exactly what the teacher was saying to me when I was taking jazz piano lessons, but what they were saying, I didn't really understand, because I didn't know what to practice. They didn't tell me what to practice. They showed me stuff. We kind of worked on tunes. They would write things out that could work in the tunes. There was no plan. There was no direction. There was no structure. There was no organization. There was no kind of methodology. It was just here, go to chapter 2, the Mark Levine book, learn these voicings. Now we'll try and put them in tunes. It wasn't a progression. It wasn't like, okay, we're going to work through all of this stuff with an ultimate goal in mind to help you achieve complete jazz piano freedom on the keyboard, so you can play essentially and express yourself however you want. You know, so many people are like, oh, I want to sound like Herbie. I want to sound like Chick. I want to be able to play McCoy stuff. Like, ultimately, when you build your foundation and you're aware of all the jazz piano tools that create those sounds, you can sound like whoever you want. Now, if you want to sound like someone, obviously, you know, that's up to you. If you want to sound like yourself, that's a different ballgame, right? But anyway, so that was a long-winded rant about the main course curriculum and why I developed it. And it's truly amazing when people actually do what it can do for people. When students are disciplining themselves to move through everything, they see tremendous, tremendous progress. But unfortunately, so many students, like myself, and I'm not discounting myself out of this. We all of us humans, want an ice cream effect, meaning we want quick gratification, right? And especially with all the technology these days, we are programmed to get things super quickly. And that's why having a transcription handed to you, if I made a lesson video for you and I gave you the transcription and I said, this is how I play Night and Day, or this is how I play Ain't Misbehaving, you could read the notes, you could follow along with my transcription of me playing it. But make no mistake, that's what I'm trying to say. You are barely learning anything when you do that, okay? If you are given an algebra problem and you are asked to copy how someone does it without the person explaining what is happening, you are not going to be able to do algebra. You're not going to be able to solve other problems on your own. by any means. You have to learn the building blocks that go into doing algebra. You have to be taught how to get to a specific result and work through the steps. If you are copying the way that someone moves through a tune or someone does algebra, you're not going to be able to solve the problem on your own. You're not going to be able to play jazz piano on your own by simply getting transcriptions, watching that person play through the transcriptions, or for that matter, getting random voicings or getting random this and that. Now, if you are at a level, again, this is where there's two sides to the equation. If you're at a higher level where you can do that already, then it does make sense for you to take and learn from transcriptions because you already have a base, you already have a foundation. But that level, again, you have to be honest with yourself, that level is very, very high, right? It needs to be at a higher expectation than you probably have for yourself. Like, you may think you are at that level, but if I asked you to play a blues in all keys, could you do that, right? If I asked you to play your minor fourths, if I asked you to play like a McCoy voicing, through all minor chords going up in minor thirds, could you do that, right? There's a lot of things that need to be accomplished and, you know, get under your belt before you actually get to that level where you can start to just pick and choose and borrow based off of what you want to do. All right. So I think I've expressed myself enough on that. But anyway, Jazz Piano School has grown. My main priority for 2019 is going to be to really start to hone in on the Jazz Piano School experience. Now, we had slightly a custom, nice website, through WordPress, and it was working okay. And then we switched to this other kind of more templated version of learning, that kind of gave you different options, but there wasn't much flexibility, right? And obviously what I'm imagining for Jazz Piano School, our new custom website, which we're going to be releasing this year, is going to allow people to really move through the course, going to be able to toggle learning lessons versus practice lessons. Everything's going to be really, really nicely done in order. Lots of practice videos, just like workout videos, where you can literally pick the tempo you want to practice with the pianist at, whether it's me or my staff are going to film all these practice videos. You can practice with the practice videos, and then obviously your ultimate goal is to practice without the practice videos, so you're not doing it with someone, you're doing it by yourself. You'll have all the notation there for you. It'll be scrolling back and forth. We're going to use SoundSlice as well, like Open Studio does. We were using that as well, but when we switched over to this new thing, we had to take it out so that you can loop back and forth. You can kind of scroll back and forth between the notation and things like that. With these practice videos, with these tracks, backup tracks and everything like that, we're going to have some quizzes. We're going to have learning progress bars. But anyway, it's going to be a complete educational environment. And I don't know if anyone was familiar with kind of Band in a Box, but it's not going to be like that, but it's definitely going to be more of an educational tool, like a tool. It's not going to be, it is definitely a course, but it's going to be much more than that. It's going to be a course with tools, right? So these practice tools, these learning tools are going to allow you to really dive deep into everything that jazz piano should be. Now, it's going to be absolutely fantastic because we're going to build a teacher portal as well. So a teacher portal will be able to keep track of all the students. And obviously students, if you're just on your own learning through the privacy of your home, you're going to be able to keep track of your progress through the quizzes, through the lesson, the learning videos, the practice videos, add up how much time you've practiced. There's going to be an interactive practice calendar. You can book practice sessions for yourself for accountability reasons. You can earn points in our system, right? Some badges, rewards, you can unlock rewards and things like that. Maybe use your points towards more courses, individualized courses, specialty courses, things like that. So it's going to be a complete experience. It's not just going to be jazz piano courses, right? And trust me, like if I could just snap my fingers and make my vision happen, I would. But there's a reason, Apple and all these huge, amazing, amazing companies, there's a reason it takes so long to get there, just because it's difficult. It's hard, it's hard to make the reality of what your brain and your mind is envisioning come true, like especially in tech these days. So That is what we're working on. That's going to be coming to fruition in Jazz Piano School. And again, this teacher portal is going to be for teachers. So if you want to use all the Jazz Piano School curriculum, materials, practice materials, again, there's 3,400 pages of practice exercises. And again, when we go through and film all the practice videos, we're going to film practice videos for every single practice exercise that we have. And we're also going to give you tempo selection that you can practice with our tempo scale. So at 60 BPM, 90 BPM, 120, 150, and 180. So if you want to watch us and play with us at 180, you can select that video. If you want to watch us and play with us at 60, you can select that video. It's going to be phenomenal. Obviously, we have app development that we're going to be working on. That's kind of second. I really do want to get this website. You'll still be able to use the website on your phone and stuff like that, but an app is a whole different story. Once we get the website, the custom website nailed down with all the goodies and things like that, we'll start developing our own app. But now if you're a teacher, like I said, you'll be able to manage your students. You'll be able to assign them lessons, steps, you know, learning things that you want them to do. If you're an institution, a high school, you'll be able to add students into Jazz Piano School. You'll have have them go through the lessons and things that you want them to. It's going to be awesome. And again, this is all, you know, it's all in my head. And I mean, this is what I want to happen. And I've always imagined for Jazz Piano School. We've kind of just detoured a little bit. And again, it's hard. It's frustrating for me too, that it hasn't happened yet, just because it takes time and it takes money. And again, I'm definitely by no means made of money. If I had $100,000 right now just to throw into this, or even $50,000, I could just probably just, like, you know, tell some developer, hey, I need you to build this, but it would probably cost about $50,000, no joke. So it is definitely a process. It's definitely utilizing all of my resources and time, and I know it's going to be worth it in the end when we finish. But Jazz Piano School as it is right now is truly amazing. I just have such high expectations that I feel like I'm disappointed, you know, not disappointed, but I just feel like I always feel like I need to do more. Like, anytime I get kind of like a mediocre review or someone leaves the membership website, I know that if the website is better and it can do more of what students are looking for, like, I want it to solve every single problem someone has. You know, I want someone to be able to say there's literally no reason besides money, you know, or time. And I'm trying to solve the time problem as well. If someone's like, I literally don't have enough money to pay for this, completely understand. But there should be literally no other reason besides that. Like, oh, I don't really like how the navigation is, or I don't like that we can't see the notation, or we have to open up this or click. I want the user experience to be absolutely like the best. I want it to be the best out there. I want it to be the best ever in the world out of, you know, any other experience that you would have learning jazz piano. And again, with all the new tools and things like that, software that's coming out these days, I truly believe it can. You know, I think we're going in the right direction. We're definitely not going in the direction that other websites are by any means. Excuse me. For example, you know, Open Studio, amazing website. Absolutely love those guys, Peter Martin, and I'm not sure the other guy's name, but producing amazing courses, right? But, you know, who knows? We're just focused on jazz piano. Obviously, at Jazz Piano School, those guys have a lot of other courses. You know, they have vocals, they got bass, and they got trumpets and things like that. I mean, it's a huge ordeal kind of managing, I can imagine, all of the instruments and people trying to get these different courses. But again, I'm just focused on jazz piano. I'm just focused on the educational experience of, you know, involving yourself in the learning of jazz piano in a structured and organized way. So Jazz Piano School right now has three areas, and the main course curriculum is our, you know, biggest curriculum, biggest and baddest, kind of big kahuna, right? 600 videos, all step by step. Like, I truly believe each video is placed perfectly in the curriculum for you to learn what I'm teaching you, if that makes sense. I don't teach anything out of order that you should be learning. Everything is perfectly placed in order for you to learn something and then move on and learn the next thing, so that you're sequentially building off of everything I've taught you to get better at the fastest rate, see the fastest amount of results in the least amount of time, right? And break through all your plateaus, fill in all of your holes. That's what the main course curriculum is built to do. Now, what I realized is that not everyone has the time, the discipline to do this. So I did want to give back to people, the community, and who just didn't need that, right? You just wanted to learn how to play solo piano. You just wanted to learn how to play the blues. You just wanted to learn how to play singer accompaniment, okay? So these are specialty courses that we have that dive deeper into subjects, you know, that require more attention in jazz piano. And obviously there's a lot of them. One of my goals is to develop three more specialty courses for 2019 that are going to be including improv, shoot, I need water, comping, and to be determined is going to be the last one, but that's one of my other main goals. So these specialty courses are like medium-sized courses. Now, I imagine these courses are probably take on the same shape and form as other piano websites. No other piano website has a 600-video main course curriculum. I'll be completely bold and honest about that, and if you can show me one where there is, you know, you'll prove me wrong, but I challenge you. There is literally not a 600-video curriculum out there anywhere on any website with 3,400 practice exercises, 600 workbook exercises, and 550 pages of lesson text. It's just not. It's the only thing in the world that is built like this, to be honest with you. Now, people have released other courses, you know, Open Studio and Learn Jazz Piano Online. And this guy from Sweden, I think, I forget his name, is they've released small courses, obviously, like Piano with Willie, obviously. There's so many videos. They have libraries of videos you can watch. And my specialty courses at Jazz Piano School, are kind of probably structured in the same way that those are, right? So you're taking one specific topic and you're learning about that specific topic. Now, I do believe Jazz Piano School is more tailored to being specific about that topic. Some of these other courses are kind of like jazz piano basics or jazz piano, like advanced jazz piano, where they're trying to like cover a little bit of everything for the advanced player or something like that. But our specialty courses, like I said, are really based on one particular topic. So the blues, like how to crush the blues, singer accompaniment, that's another specialty course. What are some of our solo piano system, you know, is another specialty course. So our Bill Evans arranging system, right? They're very, very honed in and specific. Now, our last area, the lab, is basically what we've created through the past year. And the lab is little mini courses, like bite-sized formulas to quickly improve certain areas of your playing. So for example, if you just wanted to improve your two-hand voicings, there's a mini course for that. If you just want to improve your reharm, there's a four-step reharm mini course. If you just want to improve your walking baseline, right? But those are the things, like those a la carte learning mini courses aren't connected to anything, right? It doesn't connect in a big picture to anything. But so many people want that, which I understand. I understand that so many people want that. So I wanted to give it to people because they had requested those things. But I just want people to realize, anyone listening, my whole philosophy and opinion on learning jazz piano is to not just take these bite-sized pieces of information because they don't connect into anything. They're not going to ultimately help you reach your goal. They're kind of just going to, you're just going to have them in your, I don't know, random mess of information that's not connected at all, right? And so that's what I don't want to see you do, even with other websites too, you know? But yeah, so we have three main areas, our main course curriculum, our specialty courses, and our lab. That's going to stay. We're not going to change that. It's going to be, probably it'll be forever from now on. Now, the other amazing thing we're going to be doing is that we're going to be adding live workshops to our lab area. So the lab area is going to be a lot of different innovative ways to learn. So we're going to have gig analysis. We're going to have film gigs. We do already. We have film gigs of my gigs, the staff at Jazz Piano School, their gigs, and we have analysis of those gigs. So we actually talk and do voiceover of everything that's happening. We're going to do an artist highlight that where we take a jazz giant like Kenny Barron, something like that. We analyze a certain aspect of his playing and teach you how to implement that into your playing. Now, like again, for most people, that's going to be way too advanced, but we are going to have that for people. Just it's fun and people can check that out. And like I said, we're going to do these live workshops. So for all members, they can actually tune in monthly to these live workshops, get live lessons, and who knows, we may do this, you know, every 2 weeks. And focus on a certain topic, right? Answer questions, do that thing. So this will be available for all lab members. And I think what we're going to do is have Possibly. We did want to have just a lab membership and then a main course curriculum and lab membership. So kind of like a basic lab membership. And then if you wanted to join the main course curriculum, you would have access to the lab and the main course. We're not totally sure about that. So we do have lifetimes as well, where you can get access to everything in Jazz Piano School, which is our kind of lifetime basic. And then if you want access to everything in Jazz Piano School and everything to come, meaning future release courses for free, that's our lifetime elite membership. Okay. And in the specialty courses are always going to be available kind of a la carte. If you want to purchase those, you can do that on our website. Or again, if you have a lifetime, you'll get those included. But the only way to get the specialty courses, they're not included in any memberships except our lifetime memberships, is to purchase those separately. So three areas. Now, again, like I said, all these three areas are going to be in our custom website coming up in 2019. And again, like I said, my goal is to develop three new specialty courses for the year. We're going to still develop new mini courses that are going to go into the lab. We're still going to develop new gig analysis, artist highlight, podcasts. Obviously, we're going to continuously release free content. We have blogs, podcasts. Definitely check out our YouTube channel. And we're going to be releasing a teacher affiliate program. So what does that mean? So for all the teachers out there, and even if you're a student looking to teach in the future, you don't necessarily have to be a teacher, but what the teacher affiliate program is going to do is that if you are a teacher and you want to give Jazz Piano School to your students, not give, but obviously they would pay, but you would get a percentage of their membership, right? So basically, it's an affiliate program. I think everyone's heard of that title before, but since you're giving the referral based on whatever rate or membership that they sign up for, right, you're going to get a percentage of that, of your students' tuition that they're paying, essentially. So if a teacher has 20, 30 students all sign up for Jazz Piano School, then, that's an amazing way to kind of earn some extra money while teaching, but having them use Jazz Piano School as well. So I think that's going to be an amazing opportunity for a lot of teachers out there. It's definitely going to help you teach better. You know, you can use all the resources, excuse me, whenever you want. You can refer back to them. Obviously, you can do your own thing too. You can teach them whatever you want, but you have all the resources available. They'll have access to the site. They can kind of go back to the videos and things like that. And for schools, high schools, institutions, colleges, and everything like that, we're going to have licensing programs for packages, right? 5, 10, 15, or individualized licenses for those institutions. And again, our plan is to get those out there into the schools so that the schools can start using the program as well. So that's kind of my goal for 2019. Again, the custom website is the biggest thing on my mind. I really want that to start happening as soon as possible ASAP, and I project that we will have members using the custom website within the next 3 months. Now, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that I want, but at least you'll be using it. It'll be amazing navigation, amazing learning videos, practice videos. I have all the stuff that JPS has now, but as far as the progress bars, the quizzes, the listening software, stuff like that, that's going to need to be developed over the course of the year. So What else? I think that's it. I mean, I've been talking for a long time now. It's almost been 40 minutes, but I'm just so thankful to be doing this. And, it's an amazing opportunity to, I just love helping everybody, learn jazz piano. And I love getting messages from people saying like, wow, this is absolutely amazing. And it truly is. I want the experience of a Jazz Piano School member to be truly, absolutely amazing. I don't want Jazz Piano School to just be jazz piano courses. Like, there's so many websites out there that just do that, I want it to be a completely different, classy, elegant, amazing educational experience that teachers, students can use. And I want it to be like a Finale or like a Sibelius. There's only two well-known softwares for music notation in the music world, Finale or Sibelius. And again, those are the two most popular. I want Jazz Piano School to be that thing. When you think of learning jazz piano online, I want that to be Jazz Piano School to be and we're getting there for sure. I mean, we have thousands and thousands of members, coming through and currently at the same time. So it's definitely growing. I just know that I want it to be at hundreds of thousands, and I'm pretty sure that we can definitely do that out there throughout the schools and with the teachers and things like that. But it's going to take a lot of work, but I'm definitely up for it. So thank you guys so much for listening in. We're going to get back to our lessons in the next week, and I'm going to get to work on the custom website. We're going to bring in some more instructors. I know a lot of people have been enjoying Sterling's podcast and lessons. That's awesome. He's going to be doing more for us in the future and helping out with some courses on the website as well. And we're going to bring in some more amazing instructors to the site for free content for all the people out there. And, you know, if you haven't checked out Jazz Piano School, go to jazzpianoschool.com. Definitely check out all our free resources, our podcast, our blog, and, you know, everything on the site is just amazing. We have so much free content. It's like, it's crazy. And we're going to continuously develop more free content as well. Excuse me. Well, I think that's it because my voice is crashing. As always, guys, thank you so much for your support. 2018 was amazing, and I know we grew so much, and I know 2019 is going to be just as amazing and even better, you know, based on the amount of things that I have planned. So if you are a member, there's amazing, amazing things to come. If you're not a member, definitely become one because you're going to get all the perks of all the new stuff we're going to be releasing. And, you know, if you have any questions at any time, please feel free to email us. Just go to jazzpianoschool.com and click on support and shoot us a ticket and we'll respond to you and answer any and all of your questions. All right. I'm sure my rice and my salmon is probably pretty much done by now. So I gotta go take that out of my instant pot. Yeah. And you guys have an instant pot. Those things are amazing, by the way. You can just throw your stuff in there, throw your food in there, and like it's done. And like, you know, come back in an hour and it's all finished and just ready to eat. It's delicious, by the way, too. I highly recommend that to anybody who like doesn't like to cook. I mean, I'm like not, you know, I'm not a big cooker, so I can just like throw. I just had a rehearsal earlier, and so I just threw some stuff in the Instant Pot, and I was like, oh, I got to do this podcast. So I came, you know, and then I was like, oh, it's, you know, I threw more stuff in. Actually, I threw two things. I had broccoli earlier, came back, threw the salmon and the rice into the Instant Pot, and so now I'm going to go eat it all. Okay. All right. Hope you guys had an amazing 2018. Here's to 2019. Definitely. I'm raring to go. So we'll see what happens. All right. I forgot my slogan at the end here. Let me see. I'm all excited now. Yeah. Hope you guys have a great week. And as always, happy practicing.